So we're back. I'm back. I'll say we are back because Don Zeke is back here again.
Yes, sir.
But then there's an extra guest on the show today. I'm excited, you know. This is the first time I'm having two guests on the show, and I think this is really going to be exciting. So they'll be doing more of the talking, and I'll be doing more question asking. I would have to do an intro, you know, here and there, and maybe drop a few things, but then they'll talk more. The other guest, she's an undergraduate. I'll let her introduce herself, but wait, I'm not done. So guys, before the intro, that's not poor, don't be silly, please. before that, we'll be talking about, okay, so my brother has been ranting all day. Don Zeke is my brother, I hope you guys know by now.
Yeah, they all know.
Shut up. So, he has been ranting all day, and then we've been having this discussion about, upbringing, like in an African home and all that. So that's what we're talking about today. So let's do the intro and then we can, you know, move on. We can jump on this
swoop.
So that you can pour out your heart.
Yeah, my heart is filled.
With what?
It's filled with immense thoughts.
Take it slow, you know, take it slow.
I'm trying hard.
I hope you meet up their expectations.
They don't have a choice.
Okay, so you're not shining today. You know, you have two guests on the show, so it has to be balanced, okay? So I'll let my second guest introduce herself. Yeah. Welcome, baby girl.
Thank you, baby girl.
So your name, since you're an undergraduate, where you are studying, what you're studying.
My name is Onyekaba Chiamaka Lois.
Okay.
I'm Blessing's sister.
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah, I'm Blessing's sister. The surname has made it obvious. I'm studying business management and I'm in my final year, like FYP.
FY what?
B. Final year virgin.
Oh wow!
I thought I was trying to find a baby.
Oh, nice.
Sounds better, you know.
Oh, okay, nice. So are you excited to be on the show?
I'm excited because the topic is really
yeah.
All right. So please, I know you guys. You are an undergraduate. He's a graduate. So
I'm a graduate. Your favorite petroleum engineer.
See, guys. You guys don't have to. You know, don't bombard them with big grammar. Please, bring it down. Please take it easy. This is for everybody. Please, we are based on, this podcast is based on like more like layman terms.
I agree.
So, all right. So guys, what are we talking about? Upbringing an African home. Firstly, let me just say what upbringing or what child rearing. Or parenting, what you mean. So it's a process of promoting and supporting the physical, emotional, social, and intellectual development of a child from infancy to adulthood. So, based on all this, I guess our parents have tried in one way or the other to, you know, satisfy us, to, you know, make this a balanced thing. But I feel like sometimes some parts are left out. So,
some are really extra.
No, it's not really extra. You do more.
There's really no financial in this. I think financial should be part.
Yeah, financial. Yeah. There, now there's no extra, right?
Ego de ba.
No, mba. Or there are extra. Not the extra. Forget that thing. We're not deceiving ourselves.
Okay. So back to this.
We're deceiving ourselves.
You guys are done.
Financially, so, when you're swooping for 50k, somebody collects 50k for textbook every semester. Jesus.
Well.
I can't remember buying a textbook since after my year one.
Well. What the hell? Most times, I feel like we do that because our pocket money is never enough. So like we feel like we need other means to balance the.
Somebody collected acceptance fee twice. What the hell? He lacks fear of God.
So, take it easy, guys.
Yeah, I'm taking it easy.
See, let her learn that Lois is not even speaking.
No, I have to take her by her feet.
Donzik is too hyper. I don't know why. We are supposed to be ranting. So how
I'm always
you...
hyper. Anyways.
Okay, so okay, who should we who do we want to talk?
Okay, let me give her the benefit of.
Okay, ladies first. So how would you rate on a scale of 0 to 10? How would you rate your upbringing?
My upbringing, I'll rate it 8 out of 10.
Okay,
great one.
Would you okay? Before that, before we talk about your 8 out of 10 or anything. Would you want to apply the same method of parenting with your kids?
Not all. There's some things I want to change.
Okay. So what would you want to change?
I want to have a more closer relationship with my kids because
okay.
The way parents, the way African parents especially train their kids, you know, you just know few things about them. They pretend to be what you expect them to be, but they are not their real selves. As sometimes when a child goes to a university or goes outside the home or maybe the environment to school, you wonder why did this child change? Why did he become like this or he or she? Well, you don't know that he or she is living a fake life, trying to meet up to your expected standard.
Yeah.
So I think we should we should also be disciplined and strict and kind of strict on our kids, but we shouldn't, you know, push them away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at least listen to your kids. You
exactly. I think that listening part was maybe something that it's not even maybe. It's like a thing that most African parents don't have. Like when you're trying to talk to them, they feel like whatever they are saying is right. So I understand where you're coming from. So what about the methods of discipline? Would you also apply that to your kids? Because I know, like, there's been in my life, there's been lots of ass whooping. Like, I have scars here and there.
That's the best part of young
people. I had.
It definitely can't be ass whooping.
Objects.
I'm gonna whoop my kids real bad.
Please, hey, I've not gotten to you.
Listen to this.
Okay. I have
my sister did not get the kind of ass whooping I got when she left for the boarding school. I was whooped every time. Like for people's elbow, I got whooped. So, don't talk about ass whooping. Talk about my.
Well, I was still ass whooped. And then objects were being thrown at me. Oh, there was a time I even had a pistol being used to.
I was even
it was hit
I was
on. Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
It was a time I was having a thought that whether I was adopted because it was terrible.
There was a time I wanted to run away. Like, I actually planned an escape. Oh my jeez.
Do you know the funny part out of these things? The funny part is that our kids will still think the same way. That's just we don't have
it can be.
I'm telling you. See,
wait, engineer, see, can you wait?
One thing Calm is that
I feel like
you guys are just ranting because your ass is got wolves, this one, that one. Let me tell you the fact. If you get kids today, I've seen kids and I've seen them misbehave, and I tell you for the fact that in fact some kids I saw misbehave and I was like, within the occur.
Oluwa
waiting they transpire. You need to they whoop the pikin regular. No, be,
no, 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 no.
You need to imbibe sense. See, let me tell you.
Okay.
The more you whoop a child, the more he wouldn't want to do those things. From beginning, you know, don't just want to start ass whooping somebody when he has grown to an advanced age. When you start from beginning, start inculcating some.
I was ass whooped till 18, guys.
Yeah. I was. I think at 20, I was still. I still received some hot slaps. Boy, let me tell you, there will come a time in your life when you'll be like, okay, why am I always getting my parents angry? You know, why am I always doing the wrong things? I guess they must be the most of wrong things now. Nobody wants. See, the truth is, I believe there's this belief that always gets me going when it comes to parenting. I believe that in this world, the only people that want the best for you are your parents. That's just the truth. So if
sometimes they actually don't make it seem that way.
Let me tell you, because they're trying to force it. For the fact that the love they want for you and they want to push you, they wouldn't want to see you going the wrong way. And each time you go wrongly, they will feel like that kind of thing. You know,
can
African
you translate?
Mothers. Yeah. Is this what my child will do and then he become like Dangote or he become like this or become like that? You know, it gets them angry. They'll be like, aren't you? Why would you be taking why wouldn't you be in the top 10 in the class? Why wouldn't you be taking first? Why wouldn't you be doing all those right things? That why,
education is not know? For everyone, engineer.
Forget that thing. See, let me tell you.
No, this is a very controversial
everybody,
topic.
Everybody has the same brain capacity. Do you know that even an Alamajiri in the streets and Wolesho in Ghana, they have the same brain capacity? Depending on you, you just have to just build it. And I know what I'm saying. Everybody has the same brain capacity, just that some people have is feeling they feel so reluctant to use their brain capacity. Some people are so redundant. That's just the truth.
Engineer used to take 23rd out of 20.
Yeah, and now I'm a boss, and that's just the truth. Why? Because my ass was whooped.
Oh my god! But wait, guys. Okay. Okay, I didn't ask you to rate your.
My parenting. I already said 9.5.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing I want to change. Is that parents children relationship, like
okay.
I always know that my dad doesn't want to just, although recently maybe because we are grown, but before now he doesn't want to have any discussions with you. He just gives you like, he just more like bossy statements, do this, do that. You don't have any say to
school
it
fees. Have you know, done your homework?
Have you done your homework? Have you done, have you swept the house? Have you done, you, in fact you don't have any, you don't get any contribution to the talk. Me, that is the only thing I want to change. Maybe the child should be able to raise his own ideas. Everybody has own ideas.
Yeah,
I saw somebody was a professor at 9. Why? He was able to use his brain capacity. Since there's a child at 9 that can use his brain capacity to that extent, which means he can think out stuffs that okay, maybe the parents cannot think of. That is the only way, place I want to change. But every other thing, I will tell you that I will do it, and I will do it twice.
Twice?
Yeah, I will do it twice.
I have to warn my nephews and nieces.
Anybody that comes to my house, you don't misbehave, bro. Your ass is going to get whooped.
But okay, don't you think that there are some certain situations whereby you talk to your child and then your child would have this your child has this mindset that okay, mommy said this to me, mommy sat me down, daddy sat me down, and I had this conversation with my father, I think I want to do this. Don't you think some of the things
I've thought that way too?
Okay,
once my parents gave me an advice and I thought I was the changed person. I thought I was getting the best out of myself, and then the next minute I saw myself doing those things. Why? It didn't get to the point. They didn't push me to the wall. There's what we call trying to imbibe it, like by force, by fire. You don't get any choice. You don't have a choice.
Okay.
And I realize when they push you to the wall, you are forced to do those things that naturally you wouldn't want to do.
Lois is not saying anything.
Yeah, she doesn't have anything to do because she's beginning to see some sense in what
no,
I'm trying
it's
to say.
It's not true. This is a very controversial topic.
When
you're done, then I'll ask her some questions.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so when they push you to the wall, when they tend you to think, there was a time I was doing some things and then I was being ass whooped and re-whooped and re-whooped.
So
but to the extent I began to think.
She has a question.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Do you actually think that every kid's ass whooping works for them?
Yeah, I believe. Because
I don't think so.
Because there are
some
kids that if you don't talk to them,
see, they are certain
train
things
a child
that was
the
ass
whooped. Even the Bible supports me here.
Leave
so
let's
yeah,
leave
we don't you
the
don't
Bible.
Leave
let's,
the Bible
let's
out.
Talk,
I'm telling you, the Bible speaks common sense.
Wow.
This is common sense. I'm going to tell you.
See,
why are American kids so arrogant and so uncontrollable? Because they don't get the kind of
treatment.
That we African parents treat. I tell you that if you treat your child the way Americans treat their child, your children will be porn stars. I'm telling you the truth. That's just the fact. No reason anymore. If you see how American kids are behaving to their parents, you'll be like, how can, if you imagine yourself talking to your mom like that way, my dear, the only place you'll be in the next 5 hours is 6 feet below the ground.
Well,
that's the truth.
I told you that this topic is very controversial, so.
So don't.
I
don't
feel
like you talk to the person. Talk to the person. You
wait.
Don't talk, my dear. You.
But
you
just
take
said.
Action.
You just said that you want to improve your parent-child relationship.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with communication.
Okay.
When you talk to the person is seeming at the beginning itself. You don't. When communication itself does not have to do with training. There are two different things.
Okay.
There are two different things.
Okay.
When you communicate with the person, it doesn't have to do with training. When the person fuck up, you treat the person's fuck up. That does cocoa.
Okay.
But when communication means, okay, you went to school, you came back, okay, what did you do? How is the teacher? Do you like the school? Or how do they do the teacher? Are you learning anything? Those kind of stuff. Okay, what do you want to do? What do you like? What do you want to do? What do you want to study? You don't imbibe courses on people. You let them figure out what they want to do.
Okay.
These are the things. There are so many things. They can talk to you. When they have problems, they want to talk to you. Because they know you have listening ears. It doesn't have to do, when you fuck up, you shout on the person. Make him know that he doesn't like that thing he's doing. Force him to understand that he's going wrong. That is what I'm trying to say.
Alright. Okay. Please calm down. I know you've been ranting. You've been ranting all day. So calm down. Relax. I'm here for you. Take this bottle of Coke. Sip it.
I'm a sip and take one sip.
Okay. Back to you. We are done with school. Do you feel like there are some certain things in the university that you did maybe out of what your parents did to you, or maybe there are some certain things that you did because of personal decisions you took for yourself? So
most things I've actually done is personal decisions.
Okay. There was an adage you mentioned earlier in Igbo. Please, can you say it again? Just try.
That's the way I'll put it, because the advice you give to yourself, you listen to it more. Your parents may keep ranting from now to tomorrow, and you may not listen because you think they are just saying fallacy, or they are just trying to make noise. But when you sit down, speak to yourself and say, "This is my parents are saying. Is it true?" Because this in Isaac was saying that a child
wait, relax, relax.
Because this thing Isaac was saying that when a child starts to reason that my parents are saying this, by then he's thinking that okay, by then you have moved the child, the person now starts thinking. By then it may be late when the child realizes that what the parents were teaching him or her was teaching him or her was actually right, but by then it would be late. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So try, when you teach a child good values, I'm telling you, it only takes a thing. It's very hard for a child to change when you start from little to teach the person the right thing. Because I've noticed that most parents, they just talk, but they don't do those things they say in action. That is why you see most time the children are not put it into the class. If you see most children that are well behaved, look at your parents. They are saying they are putting those things they say into practice. Okay. By the time you are just ranting, and yet you still do those things you do, you see that your children doesn't change. True. Because for example, now kids of these days, you always complain. Oh, they're always pressing phone. You that's talking that you should be there, but what are you always doing? Pressing your phone. So what do you expect? Yeah. Because even me personally, if you're advising me, I look at your character. Those things you are telling me, are you putting into practice? If those things you are telling me, I know they are true, and I don't see those changes with you, I won't actually respect you. Because I know that you are just
administrator.
I don't know whether you're trying to just make noise or try to prove that you are older than me. But when I see those things in your character, you don't even need to advise me.
Relax.
Even just normal.
I wish this was a YouTube channel.
Even just normal discussion.
You need to see Isaac's face right now.
Even if it's just normal discussion, a person's way of behavior changes someone.
Yeah.
So whatever your parent is teaching,
alright,
try as much as possible to put such things you say in practice. It changes a child easily than words.
Administrator.
So Isaac can say whatever he wants to say. I've said my.
I don't follow her school of thought. Her school of thought is very poor.
It's not actually poor. Her to think the way she wants to think.
This
please,
is the same
no,
way.
No. This
wait,
is,
now.
No,
okay,
relax.
She has finished talking now.
No,
let me say something.
We're not judging anybody.
Okay.
Some things that she said, people would learn from it. Some things that you also said, people will also learn from it. So it depends on the individual. So take it easy. Don't say whatever she's saying is wrong or anything. Same way someone will also say your school of thought is poor. So relax, take it easy.
Do you think there's any parents from the beginning of the upbringing, you begin to teach the children how to go wrong?
There's
how
some parents
to,
that don't have time
how
for
to
their
go
kids.
Crazy, how to go to this, how
relax.
Every parent from the beginning of life wants good for the children. Okay, she was talking about phone, pressing phone. Okay, my mom, she's a lecturer, and then she does a lot of research, a lot of stuff. Okay, you, why are you doing your phone? You are doing Twitter, you are tweeting, you are Facebooking, you are Instagramming. What are you doing to your phone? What is any you anything?
I read novels on my phone.
You read
phone
novels.
Guy.
That is once in 34 months.
That's not true.
My dear, you are always online 24 months. What? My
what
mom. My mom.
Wrong. I said what
she's
I said.
Always on her phone. Yeah, but she does good with it. She's preparing notes. She's doing extra notes. She's reading PDFs. She's
all right. Okay.
What the hell?
Okay. Fine. Breathe in. Chiamaka, sip your coke.
I've sipped it off. Thank you.
Okay. So one last thing before we round up. As you can see, this podcast is getting too lengthy and all that, and there's beginning to be arguments here and there.
Stop.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Do you think African parents monitor their children? Lois, go first.
I need to think about this. Actually.
Okay. Engineer, go first.
A lot of parents monitor their kids, although there are so many parents that have been too busy for their kids. Yeah, I must say that. But if you see any parents that really has time for his kids, then they always want to monitor the kids. That's why the most times when they go to school, they have guidance, they have who to call, ask, is my children come to school, how are they coping, are they doing this, why are they open days in school. When you go there, you ask, how's my kid faring? Why do parents attend PTA meetings? Do you think they are high, or do you think they don't know have where to go, or they want to know how their kids are faring? So they have time for their kids. They want to know what they're doing in school. Are you reading? What are you doing? What did they teach you? When is your exams? Are you writing jam? When are you? You know, stuff like, what the hell?
Relax.
You tell me that. You take it to church. Are you coming to church today? What do you do? Are you in the music band? Are you doing this? Are you doing that?
From all this,
what's on your phone? Why you
I feel like engineer is going to be a very strict dad.
I wouldn't
like,
take shit for my kids, you know.
They are really gonna be ass whooped.
Real bad.
Okay, so Lois,
bomb
one last thing. Please give me your idea, and then so we can round up.
African parents monitor their kids.
Okay, but you think they do it the right way?
Most times they do it indirectly.
Okay.
Two words, I don't know how they, like, okay, you may be trying to do something and they say, have you read your book? They don't do it like they don't really do it the right way, like call you, okay, sit you down, like do it the right way. But due to that force, you know, most times children lie.
Okay.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
But when you do it the right way, the child may be able to tell you the truth. Okay.
And open up.
Yes. But when they notice that, okay, this is what you always ask. About this, so they already
have an answer.
Do you understand? So
I get.
They do.
That's
it.
Why I said this topic is very, very controversial.
But they do it indirectly.
All right. So I feel like we've had mind-boggling conversations like this today. I know, like, it's been a long day, guys. Like, it's been a freaking long day. But please take out your time and listen. And reach out to me. I know, like, you would have learned something from the undergraduates, from the graduates, and me, I was just here on the fence settling arguments.
I know you have thoughts about trying.
So let's leave my thoughts for another day. So today I'm just on the fence. So I just laugh when I see parents when they think that they've raised good kids based on strictness or based on, you know, being so uptight and all that. Guy, based on my own experience, I feel like most children are good due to the personal decisions or due to the choices that him or her has made. Because there's a lot of peer pressure out there, there's a lot of things going on out there, clubbing, smoking, indecent dressing, prostitution. I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, these are things that parents wouldn't want their children to take part in. Armed robbery, theft, you know, all that. But well, let's just be grateful that we are good children. I mean, or we claim to be good children, or our parents see us as good children. So we hope to be better with our kids, and we hope to be better generation, at least for our kids to learn from, and you know, so we don't have controversial conversations like this. So guys, enjoy the rest of your week, and I hope you've picked one or two out of this. So engineer and Lloyd, please say bye.
I'm still pissed anyway.
All right. Oh well, you've been pissed.
I still want to talk, you know.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you guys. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for reaching out. See you next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye.